RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final coaches show of 2025. And how old am I? I almost said 2018. In my head, when we were talking, I was going to say 2018. And then I was like, hey, idiot, it's 2025. We got that going for us.
For how old you are? Is that what you're going to say?
Not for just like where we are in time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For some reason, my brain was saying, say 2018. It's 2025.
By a lot. Oh, and then we're going to have to say 2026 in a couple of days, and that's going to throw a lot of people off for like months. It always takes everyone until like April before you start to accept the new year, and at that point, the new year is already a third of the way done.
Would it be better if we just didn't tabulate years?
What do you mean? We just existed day to day?
No, no, if we just stopped.
I like that we get a new year.
If it wasn't 2026.
New year, new me, am I right, guys?
What if there was no year?
Okay. But then how would you celebrate birthdays?
You still get
to tabulate it as 1, 2, 3, 4?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't have a great rebuttal on the moment right now. I don't. I want to hear you explore it a little bit deeper, for being honest.
I'd rather not. I'd rather you just try and pick it apart and see if you can pick it apart.
That's usually how this works. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm out of options. I don't have a good reason for why we keep this countdown going. I don't really, there's no real thing where I'm like, this seems great.
I just somehow snorted out of my mouth. I don't know how that worked. It was like a snort that didn't make it past my nose.
I mean, how else am I going to know file taxes? Like, that's not a great answer. I'm sure.
No, that was last not
I'm
year.
Sure, I'm sure someone's going to find some reason. I can't on the top of my head.
I don't need it to be 2026, I think is my greater point.
It'd make it easier for like all these like pro football reference pages and different things for trying to figure out what year things actually happen. Because in football,
but
obviously.
We could just do that would be seasons. It would just be the 125th season, and then this year would be the 126th season.
I know, it'd make it much easier, because sometimes you talk about like the 85 Bears, for instance, and the Super Bowl was played in 1986. And
see?
Well, what are we doing? It's always a problem.
And you know what I hate? You know what I absolutely hate? Is that the 25-26 Cavaliers or the 24-25 Cavaliers?
Basketball's worse with this, because they always
do
both, and they separate them in between, and it's always it's just annoying, and it's exhausting as well.
And
then,
quite frankly, soccer's just the worst because it's soccer.
All right, so you get to run on the platform of let's abolish years.
Yeah. Yep. Seasons, they stay. Months,
well,
they stay.
We don't have a choice over seasons.
Well, yeah, but months, they stay.
Yeah.
Days, darn tootin', they stay.
Darn tootin'. Slash hollering.
Yeah. Hooten, hollering, and Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. Coach, can I get you on board? Let's abolish years.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm not sure what. So if you're doing months, like when you get to December, like do you start over? Does that just count as like one? Like, what is the time then? Like,
it's just January.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You just go to January and that's the end of it.
Yeah, you're just back to January.
Yeah, you're just starting fresh again.
So, absolutely, I'm in. Then you're kind of like whatever age you want to be, too. I'm in for all that. Yeah, I could get on board.
See, yeah, we don't. How about that? We're not even. You celebrate your birth every year. Is it 38 years, 39? Nobody can remember. It's not even years. That's not even a word anymore. Bye-bye years.
In fact, there's a lot of women in our lives that do that anyway. They've celebrated their 25th birthday like 7 times.
See?
Nothing
don't
to
answer
add,
that one,
Coach.
I don't have anything for you on that one.
All right. Bet you if we put a burger on the line, you still wouldn't do it.
And all of a sudden, we couldn't shut you up.
All right, Coach.
Well, all right, what do you got for me?
Which would you rather have happen for the Browns in the series finale versus the Bengals? Miles gets one sack in the sack record, or Shador throws for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions?
Oh, I want Miles to get the sack record if I had to pick. But if I'm picking anything, give me the win. I'll take the win over both of those.
It's not part of
the options. This is a scantron. You have to fill out A or B.
That was silent to see. I'm going to go with that. I'd rather have Miles get the record. I think that's a record that's really tough to get in the NFL, especially with what they're doing against defensive ends and how you kind of negate them if you really, really want to. So I'm going to say I want Miles to get that record because I don't know if he'll ever be able to do this again.
So what happened last weekend? Was it just the focus that Aaron Rodgers had in making sure he doesn't get the record? And by the way, if that is the answer, could you make an argument Joe Burrow could have that same laser-like focus?
No, here's why. First of all, they didn't do anything that most coordinators don't do. Obviously, if you're an offense coordinator, you have to have a plan for Myles Garrett because he's one of the few guys that can absolutely destroy what you want to do. Now, the good thing about what the Steelers run is that they're going to be in a lot of 13 personnel, and they like to have wings that chip, and they do a lot of different things that kind of make it tough. And then they did. They've kind of teams in the last month or so have thrown screens underneath them. They've run at him. They've run away from him. They've done a lot of different things to him. Now you got to be kind of excited if you're the Browns because Taylor likes to get five out in the route. So he's not a big guy who's chipped on Miles in the past. And I'm not sure if they'll do that again. It's just kind of not what he does. So this scheme having more wide receivers on the field, more five-step drops. Basically, think about it in terms of he holds the ball a lot longer than Aaron Rodgers does because of their depth of their routes. They want him to have it longer. So there's a much better opportunity this week than there was last week for Myles Garrett.
All right, Coach. How did Shedeur Sanders grade out on Sunday against Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think he did an awesome job. He's got to stay away from the disastrous plays. The disastrous plays have to be less disastrous. You only get about 10 to 12 possessions a game in football. And, you know, so you got to really protect that ball. And so that'll be his next step. You know, unfortunately for Shedeur, in good and bad, is, you know, a lot of people live in the extremes. He either is going to the Pro Bowl next, you know, going to the Hall of Fame next week, or he'll never be able to play at this level. And I think it's kind of in the middle. I think he's progressing with what you want with a young quarterback, regardless of where he's drafted. You know, he's a kid with a lot of talent, and the things that he's struggled with, he's gotten better with over the last 6 weeks. And I think that's really important. That tells you how coachable he is. His feet are better. His anticipation is better. He's not, you know, if you look at that play to Bates in the first drive, he didn't run out of there. He slid to his left and then moved to his right at that same level. So he's doing a lot of things. You know, his next step is protecting the football, making sure that, you know, he lives to fight another down. But I've been very impressed with him. I thought he had a really, really solid game, minus a couple, really, really bad plays. So he's going to make those really, really bad plays not as bad.
We were debating what the ceiling looks like for Shedeur. It's obviously very early. I said I thought it was somewhere around Trevor Lawrence, I think, is the right call for myself. Nick was Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins beats who?
Meets Geno Smith.
When you think about the ceiling for Shedeur, based off of what you've seen, what do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you got to decide what you're doing offensively, schematic-wise. Are you going to be more in 11 personnel where you're going to be able to kind of showcase some of the things he does? Or are you going to be more the run style, you know, where it's more play action, where sometimes the numbers don't add up to, you know, what some other, you know, other schemes do. So for me, I think he can kind of, I think he's pretty good in all these different types of schemes. I think he's good in play action. I think Trevor Lawrence is a really good, kind of comparison, because obviously I think Shedeur is going to need people around him. All quarterbacks do. They need to get an offensive line. They need to have a running game. You know, if you look at that, the route to Tillman, what really made that route is because it was on an early down and it was off play action. And the Steelers kind of bit on that wide zone, and he did a nice job of changing launch points because they've had some success running the ball. So the Steelers kind of had to honor that, especially on an early down. So I just think they need to get some pieces around him. Cause I don't care what quarterback you have. If you don't have some pieces around him, they're going to struggle. And their offensive skill and their offensive line is really struggling right now, and that has to be addressed immediately.
All right, Coach. So just to delve into what you're saying, obviously right now they've played a lot of big personnel sets, 12 personnel, 13 personnel. That goes back to what Kevin Stefanski liked to do when he first got here, a lot of double tight ends, triple tight end sets. You're saying, so that's what Shedeur plays in now. You've said he fits more maybe the 11 personnel, which is one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Can I get a why? Why does he fit that better than maybe what he's in right now?
Well, you know, once again, I don't think it's better, Nick. I think it's something that he's adaptable to both kind of offenses. But then that's a total philosophy change. That changes your offense in terms of your offensive line, because those are the guys that really only matter. So if you're in more 11 personnel, ball's got to come out quick. There's also going to be those, you're going to get wide threes, wide fives, because you know you're a passing team. That's kind of what happens with Burrow, and that's why he gets so much pressure in the pocket. The best thing you can do for a young quarterback, and you're not unsure if you want a guy you can win with and not because of, you stay in these big personnel groups, which a lot of teams do. Kirk Cousins is a great example, because then you marry the run with the pass. Now, I think he's a guy that can get the ball out quick. If you think about a power run game with 12 and 13 personnel, that's the same you get with, like, option routes, hitches, in short, the quick game out of 11 personnel. It just kind of speaks to what type of offensive scheme you're going to be. And obviously, in 29, it won't matter. But, you know, now weather plays a part in that. And it's hard to be an 11 personnel team in the weather in Cleveland. So I think that plays a part of it. But I think, you know, for him, I think he can do both. But if you want to help a quarterback and you want to get him going, you always want to make sure you have 12 and 13 personnel, because that'll help marry the run with the pass and kind of limit that pass rush.
Is that why right now 13 personnel is at such a boom this past season in particular? 12 personnel was all the rage, but 13 personnel is like really exploded in basically this season.
Well, 13 personnel with these tight ends now. So, you know, 20 years ago, the tight end position has changed more than any other position in terms of their skill set. So you had Mark Bavaro, a guy who puts his hand on the ground, can catch some layered stuff, to what they are now, the Harold Fannins, the Colson Lovelands, these guys who can play multiple positions. If you look at the touchdown pass, you know, he was actually outside at receiver. And what that does when you put him outside at receiver is that it allows the quarterback to know if it's man, because there'll be a linebacker on him, or zone if there's a DB on him. So the flexibility of these tight ends allows them to be in 13 personnel, but do whatever you want to do. So, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if you were in 13 personnel, it was power run all the time. Now what they do is they get in 13 personnel, and if you're going to go three linebackers, then they'll spread them out with these athletic tight ends. And if you go nickel personnel, they'll bunch everybody in and run the ball. So it's really hard for a defense to kind of adjust with the talent range and the position flexibility of these guys like Harold Fannin, who might be as good as it gets with that, being able to play multiple positions and do multiple things.
All right, Coach, we lightly got into this in quick hits. As of right now, you can do no worse than the 7th pick in this draft, which is conveniently where the Browns already are after the Pittsburgh win. Now, if you lose this game, you could get upwards as far up as the number 2 pick. I think realistically, probably 5 is about where you can expect if you lose and one or two teams ahead of you end up winning. Is the Cincinnati win worth 2 draft spots to you?
Absolutely. Every single time. I will take a win every single time. If you want to talk about culture, you know, you guys have heard me say that before. That's what culture is. It's not what you say. It's, you know, we're trying to win every game. We're trying to, if you're 4-12, then be 5-12. And that sounds kind of simple, but that's really where it starts, because then your preparation is the same. The things you do is the same. You know, everything you do, it's nothing special this week. It should be the same way you prepared. If you're 4-12, if you're 12-4, everything should be the same. So the win means a lot more. From my perspective.
So then what do you say to the folks who say culture wins aren't real?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean? Culture wins aren't real.
Meaning, like the difference between 3 and 4 wins, or
like
five.
If I were to say, coach, something to the effect of how, you know, that that's nice, but who's going to remember that one in October of next year?
Oh, okay, I got you. I apologize. I didn't really kind of understand the question. So here's the thing: when you set a culture, it's the most overused word in sports, and I say that all the time, especially in football. Culture is what you do every single day. It's the habits you create. And if you get into habits where losing is okay, then that's the culture you've created. That's the culture you've created with your practice habits. That's the culture you've created with when things get going tough. That's what you're kind of saying. So I look at it as very simply. All right, if you draft somebody and you go, yeah, we got to draft you because we lost, then that person shouldn't want to come to you, right? Because they know when things get tough that you're more than willing to just kind of move on. So the word is really not culture to me. The word is your habits. The winning habits every single day, they're consistent, right? You do the right thing at practice. You do the right thing in the weight room. You do the right thing when you're eating. You do the right thing off the field. Those things all matter. Everything you do is important. And that's kind of what culture is to me. It's that day in, day out stuff that allows you to be successful. And that's should all lead to winning. So regardless of where you pick, you're going to bring a guy in who fits your habits, who fits what you do. And there's lots of those guys out there. And sometimes it's just like a coach. Sometimes it's not the one everybody knows. You got to go out and find that person that fits what you do and what you believe in.
All right. It was a big week for a guy that I doubted when they made the trade. And I didn't think he'd be this, coach. Hand up, I was wrong. But Tyson Campbell's been incredible. What do you see out of him?
Well, here's the thing, is that I think it was a good trade for both teams. Why? Because Newsom's pretty good in zone, but he's not good in man. Now, I agree with you, JP. The one thing I was that I'm as shocked with is his physicality. I always knew he could run. I always knew he could cover. I also always knew that he was really good in man coverage. That's what he's been best at. That's where his skill set really allows him to shine. But he doesn't mind putting his nose in there. And that's really important when you get Emerson back. And now you maybe have some options at that slot corner with those two guys. And so his ability to cover in man, to tackle, he's a big body guy, so he can cover big receivers. But he's sudden and twitchy, so he can cover guys in the slot too. Ultra impressed with him. Everything he's doing coverage-wise, I thought that's who he was. But I did not think he's as physical as he's been since he's been with Cleveland.
Right, let's say the Browns win against the Bengals and they stay at 7. I said that I think a guy who's likely to be a top 3 talent in this draft, but maybe won't go top 3 because of positional importance. I think Caleb Downs could be there for you, Ohio State safety at 7.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you don't even know this. You're not aware of this. Coach and I had a similar conversation like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And actually the same thing I said to you was the same thing I said to him at the time.
Oh, wait, so you agree you would seriously consider Caleb Downs and the number 7
and
pick?
And I told Coach, same thing I told you, same thing I was everyone listening right
you
now.
You called him fat?
I did not call him fat. No, we're an offense-only first round, Coach. We are not doing defense, and I'm not going to let this rhetoric stand.
Coach, I'm going to let you stand.
Get the defensive thoughts out of your mind.
Get them away from your brain.
We are
Caleb
offensive
Downs
linemen.
At 7. Can I get you
we
on board?
We are talking wide receiver. We are not a defensive draft.
You can, regardless of the what I'm hearing right now, if Caleb Downs is available at 7, you're going to have to talk me off the because I tell you what, on film, there's the guys who are just generational talents. And, you know, you think about this. Think about him at the free. Think about Emerson coming back. You know, obviously now you can actually make that, you know, the offense. Now you really got to play the defense. But I don't know. I just think there's a time and a place where there's value and obviously there's positional need. But there's so much positional need on this offense. If Caleb Downs is there, I would take him, and then I would try to get, you know, they have a lot of picks. I would try to take.
Coach, I need an offense. I don't need the 85 Bears.
I need an offense. You got a free agency.
I need an offense. I don't need the best defense of all time. I need an offense.
Hey, Coach, remember how the Baltimore Ravens regret taking Kyle Hamilton because they could have had Jahan Dotson? Aren't they upset about that?
They have Lamar Jackson. What are you talking about?
Well, my point is
they have an offense.
My point is
they have one of the best
Ravens,
offenses in the game.
Ravens are the Ravens because they just take the best player available.
They take the luxury of having that because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. There's
that,
a luxury
that was
there
not
that
in 2022.
We don't have.
Remember, in 2022,
he won an MVP at that point.
In 2022, they didn't know if they wanted to pay him.
He won an MVP in year 2.
And what about year 3 and year 4?
Don't rewrite Lamar Jackson for me. Don't.
I'm not rewriting it. I'm adding proper context.
They didn't want to pay him
2022.
His mom was his agent, and he was trying to demand the world, which he rightfully
they
should.
They
caved on like they should because they have one of the best offenses in the sport.
Did they non-exclusive
That's why
franchise
they can take
tag him
defensive
or not?
Players.
Did they
get the luxury of taking defensive players
him
because
or
they
not?
Have Lamar Jackson. We don't have Lamar Jackson. We don't have an offense. We have an offense that a month ago, Albert Breer said is one of the worst offenses he's seen over the course of the past 3 years.
That was
in
a
football.
Month ago. Do you believe in Shador or do you not? He's back to throwing things, Coach.
I like throwing things now, Coach.
I was just listening. I was trying to absorb what I was hearing there. It was very nice. Very nice banter.
Coach, get the defense stuff out of your mind, okay?
Keep it in your mind, Coach.
We can't
keep
be having this rhetoric
this
going on
This is why
here.
You're a great
now,
coach.
Close that mind. Close that mind.
Open
we're
it
an
up.
Offensive
Take
show.
Take some ayahuasca.
We need to keep this
Smoke
thing going.
Smoke some herb, friend.
Offensive lineman. I listen to you talk about stupid offensive linemen till the cows come home, okay? Guys
really
I never heard of, never want to hear from again. All of them. As long as we take one of them.
I have to give you that. I've kind of beaten you down with the offensive linemen week in and week out. So I got to
take some Ibogaine, take some ayahuasca, take some shrooms, listen to some Grateful Dead. Open your mind, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. Here's the thing. I just don't. You know, they're so bad on offense right now, and they're just struggling. It's hard not to say we need this guy. But
you're not flip flopping, are you?
No.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Caleb Downs is number one on my board. So
bang biscuit.
So if the guy's number one on your board, you got to kind of stick with, you know.
No, you don't. You can take the offensive piece. You can get better on the side of the ball that matters the most.
JP, have your own board. Have your own damn board.
Oh, I do. It's just offensive tackles and wide receivers.
Oh, I like the fact that I'm growing on you though because you got tackles in there. You would have never had offensive linemen on there.
No, you know how I know you're growing on me is I watched Raheem Rocket Sanders this week and thought football player. Yeah. I love him.
That's a football guy.
I'm in love with Rocket Sanders, and that's not a good development.
He's
for me,
in
Coach.
Love with a rocket. Coach,
that's
be good.
That's not good.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Happy New Year to you guys.
You too, buddy.
Coach. All right.
To the entire Riesland family, we love Coach here. It's a man that speaks football and speaks truth. You're a peddler of lies.
Oh, I tell him all the time. I think he's insane sometimes.
You're the lie broker.
This is one of those
that's
times.
That's what you are.
This is one of those times.
You're not
times.
The truth broker.
I think going defense in this draft is you were signing up to go to a clinic. The methadone type.
We'll react to Coach in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.